Good morning, everyone. We are in the bottom of page 14, moving on to page 15. We are, Bezrat Hashem, going to finish Simon Gimel. We're going to get out of the bathroom over here. Simon, you see if you're Gimel. It says, Lo Yashti Muhumad. Okay, you're not supposed to do Ktanim still standing up. Because we're afraid it's going to sprinkle back at you and going to drip on your leg. What's the problem? What's the Rebbe though? Besides for it's still a little bit disgusting. But what's the real issue? So it's a Gemara that tells us that in Sivkan Yitz Kav Gimel, V'yomroshu Krishach, we're afraid that people are going to think that he has one of the Mumin that apply to the Aver that's mentioned in the Torah. If one has this Mum, okay, obviously it means that he can't go to the bathroom very well, and that's why it's a person like this, when going to the bathroom, will get all over himself. People will think he's a Kruv Shavcha, and a Kruv Shavcha has an Isra of to come into the Kal. You can't marry Krushavcha. She'emei miraglav mekalchin el shothin a Krushavcha in a molid, as a Krushavcha can have a child. V'yomra albanam she'en shalom. And therefore, people are going to think that in the end, his children who he has don't really belong to him, even though it sounds a little bit far-fetched, but that's what the Gemara tells us. And therefore, you have to be careful when going to the bathroom, not to go into a place that it will splash back at you. Okay? So, lo yashi mumamine dintosin itazin al raglav. Unless you're standing up on the up on a hill and you're on the top part, and therefore when you go to that, it's not going to sprinkle back at you. Or you go to the bathroom into soft dirt, so it also will not splash back at you. What then into our toilets, obviously nowadays, and into even a urinal, all these places are made that it should not splash back at you. Okay, that's the whole purpose over here, not to splash back. So if you're going to the bathroom outside, you have to be careful to go to the bathroom in a place that is befitting this, that it will not come back and get. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkan Kav Dalet, v'im ein lo eitzos eila v'in a place where there is no other eitzos, v'gam sham I asher b'yeshiva, and you can't sit down there, yachol asos, eitz acher shalei yavol in tzotzos, and you can do another eight, so they will not come to bring it back at you. She is sayeya bebeitzim lagbiya agid ktsas. Okay, you could touch the beitzim, and we'll see later on that's where you could touch when you go to the bathroom in order to make sure that you could aim better and it will not get on you. Oh, al yidei matli saba, or with a thick cloth. It happens that the ketanim do get on your leg. Mitzvah l'shav shefan, the mitzvah is to clean yourself off after, not only because of cleanliness, but also because of this din that is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, from here on until the last seif, next couple of seifim, we are discussing over here. Once again, once we got to the bathroom, it's discussing over here on how one could go to the bathroom in a way that chas v'shalom will not cause him to get to shechvat zera levatala. Obviously, these are only examples over here in Shulchan Aruch that's brought down over here when going to the bathroom. Okay, but we're supposed to learn from this klal and any other place. Obviously, the klal is over here. You're not allowed to do anything that can get chas v'shalom 1-2 shechvat zera levatala, as the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Evan Ezer Simon Kof Gimel. Okay, otzer lahosit shechvat zera levatala. Mishnah Berurah points us to over here. Mishnah Berurah sends you to this Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in the end of Sivkan Kavav, the Chomer Avon Azayim Bevin Azar Simin Kaf Gimel. Okay, it says over here in Simin Kaf Gimel, Aser Lahotzi Shiv Hatzir Levatala, the Avon Zechomer Mikol Aveir Shabbatorah. Okay, this is not the place to talk about. We're not going to talk at length about this. Obviously, there's other times to talk about, just to point out the Chomer of the Israel. What was that? That is what to talk about, and that's why we go so much in depth over here. We're going to discuss for a couple of seifim on how one could go to the bathroom, a single person, a married person. So let's see the lachos over here. But obviously the point is that other ways of chas v'shalom bringing oneself that might get to shechvat zera levatala, whether what one watches with his eyes and when he's walking down the street, to be shomer on his A9, obviously all that applies also. Once again, these are examples that we're supposed to learn from. Yud-Dalet. You're not allowed to touch your aver when you are going to the bathroom. These are halachas in Shulchan Aruch. They mean this is halacha one is required to follow like every other halacha. So you have to be careful not to touch the aver when one going to the bathroom. Imlo mi'atara lamata, except from the crown and over here it says lamat downwards. It means and up, meaning to the top. So I mean you're allowed to touch the crown of the aver when one is going to the bathroom. The rest of the aver is going to be problematic. Minesha motzi shichat zera levatala, because he could come to chas v'shalom shichat zera levatala. Okay, Siv Kadim Kavav, wrote to Lomra, Shal Yede Nikiato, the Gid, Bali de Chimum, the Hirur, the Yavel is I could come to Chas Sham Shechal Zerotel. As says the Machaber, Elohim came who Nasli, unless he is a married man. If he's a married man, obviously he has less of a chashash that he's going to come to this, and therefore a Nasli is Me'ikr Dedina, allowed to even touch the Aver when he goes to the bathroom. However, Pasim the Shulchan Aruch, Midas Chasidus, Lizara Filo Nasli, Beitzad, Midas Chasidus, even someone who is married, he should be careful not to touch the Aver when going to the bathroom. Okay, so that is the difference between Nasli and Me'ikr Dedina. A Bachar is not allowed to touch, he's not allowed to do Me'ikr Dedina, and even a Nasli outs, Midas Chasidus. Okay, there's a Bera Heitev in over back over there in Evan Ezer Sivkot and Kav Gimel. What about when one is showering? Okay, the Bera Heitev is brought down, I believe, in the Kaf HaChaim in our Simen. Says the Bera Heitev in Sivkot and Hay over there. The Lirchot. What about when showering? Oto Malkum Ishar Guf. What about washing it? Derech Havara Mutter. If you're just passing it by and you're washing it just like with other Sibai, and you just go quickly, that's going to be mutter to do. Aval lihis akiv rechitzis, but stay there for a long time and wash that area for a long time, otamakum aser, that's going to be aser. And then he writes, v'kata b'knesses ha'gadol lo'alav, hainu kishirochitz ve'enu roa. And once a night, when you're rochitz, you're not allowed to look at the otamakum, even derech ha'avar, even when you're doing it quickly, you're not allowed to look at that place, or in roa erva. So, dim roa erva so aser, because if you're looking at your erva at the same time, it is going to be aser. So that's halacha when one is showering, so not only when one is going to the bathroom, even when one is showering. It's a little bit more maybe you can wash the makom quickly, as long as you're not looking at that time. Okay? Pashto. Even by a nasui, obviously in kavachomer to a bachor, this is only the heter of touching the crown, or for a married person, make it a dinner, even the rest of the aver, it's only when he's going to the bathroom because there's a tzara for it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Kav Zayin, V'ayin Be'Evin Ezer, Simen Kav Gimel Siv Daud, Da'afilu Nasli Einu Motel Lahoshi Yadu La'amo Klal. He's not like Ela B'Shashu Tzarech L'Nakav. This is only a heter when he's going to the bathroom and not at any other time. Hu Adin for a bachar to touch the atar. Says the Mechaber in Siv Tezvav, Afilu Misha Einu Nasli Motel L'Sayeya Be'Beitzim. Even if someone who's not Nasli, he's allowed to Misayeya Be'Beitzim. He's allowed to Misayeya Be'Beitzim. The Beitzim are also Motel touch, because that's not going to come to Chimum, and it's also not going to come to Shechwat Zilu Vatal, and therefore that area beneath the Aver is going to be Motel. Tet Zayin. Lo Hutel L'Nasli L'Echos Ba'ama L'El Hashin, Aval Hiskakech Lo, similarly to what we saw already in Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kavim Kav Zayin. Says the Mechaber, the only time it's even for a mutter for a nasui is to, only the time it goes to the bathroom. At least chakit, the scratch in that area is going to be aser. Okay, it says the Mishnah Berurah once again. Sivkot lamet l'shvi she'achich maybe l'day chimum, v'kal yavo l'day shechvat zera. That could also come to shechvat zera levatala, and therefore even that is going to be aser, even for a nasui, even for a married person to touch in that area. So, moving off that topic and going on to the last topic over here, in Hilchos Basic, he says the Mechaber, Hamash in the Kavav over Mishum Baal Teshatsu. Someone who holds in, going to the bathroom, is over the Isser of Baal Teshatsu. We're going to have to stop over here and we'll finish off. Pause. Okay, sorry about the pause. Just returning back to the Isser of Baal Tash to Baal Tashaksu. We're talking about over here holding in when you have to go to the bathroom is an Isser of Baal Tashaksu. Obviously, this does not mean that someone could hold it in for a long time. We'll see it later on in Simin Sadi Beis that there's different dinim of davening, lechatchila, b'diavad, hold in for 72 minutes, not hold in for 72 minutes. There's a lot of dinim over there in Sadi Beis. Just the dinim over here is, like we saw in Simin Aleph, that you're supposed to leave dov, the kavav. You have to make sure you don't have to go to the bathroom. So over here, if you hold it in, you really have to go. It's a pressing need. Then you can be over the Isser Baal Teshatsu. What's the Isser Baal Teshatsu? It's Baal Teshatsu. Obviously, according for a pasuk in the Torah, is this Mamash Adel Raisa? Or is this only in a smata and we hold the Karun? It is going to be only in Isser Drabban. We'll see a Nafkamina in just one moment. So the Mishnah Berurah passes like this in Siman Tzadi Beis, Sivkot and Zayin, and Morena Rabbeinu Nevinzal brings it down in Dirim Hasel about the Shaksu, writes about the Shaksu a smach de Ba'alma, even though it is a machlok as we've shown him. We pass it that it's only in a smach de Ba'alma, it's only Dirabonon. V'lachein nifcha says in them until iser mishum kavod abrius. Therefore, this is going to be docha mishum kavod abrius, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah by Paskins over here in Simchat and Lamed Aleph. He doesn't spell out that it's because he's only the Rabbanan. That he says in Siman Tzadi Beis. But he does say over here, in the end of the first line, he says, Gama iser baltashaksu nitcha bidei kavod abrius. The reason is because it's only the Rabbanan, and therefore, that someone really has to go to the bathroom, but he's in Rosh Hashanah, he's in front of other people, there's no bathroom right there. So he could maybe be over the Isser about the Shaksu, but the Isser is going to be Nidcha, obviously, to go to the bathroom in front of other people. That's a problem of Kavod Abrius. Kavod Abrius is Doka all the Rabbanans, and therefore he would not have to go to the bathroom right there, even though he has a pressing need to go to the bathroom. It'll be Nidcha, the Isser of Baal Tishaksu. And any other cases, the problem of Kavod Abrius, you wouldn't have to worry about the Isser of Baal Tishaksu. How long does one have to... how pressing does the need have to be in order for it to be the Isser? Look at Rav Nemitzel over there, Dibur Maskel Hamasha. He brings an unbelievable raya over here to the length of how long one is allowed to hold it in, at least for this thing. It's not necessarily applies for tefillah, how long he has to wait for the tefillah. Look at over here, Rav Nemitzel's Dibur Maskel Hamasha. It says, L'chori yesh lahavi raya, shishir hazman le'isser bal teshakzu, eino katam mikdei hiluch gimel parsos. The Isser bal teshakzu must be that he must have at least gimel parsos, okay, in order to walk from not to be over the big Isser about the shaksu. So that means even he would have to hold it in, he has to go to the bathroom right now, but he would have to wait. He would have to be able to walk gimel parsos, okay, which I believe is 24,000 amos, okay, it's a long way away. He would still not be over the Isser about the shaksu. What's Rav Nemitzel's raya? Shekein kishayu Yisrael b'midbar. When Klal Yisrael was in the midbar, lo hayu rishayin lipanos ela me'achri ha-machna. There was an iser for them to go to the bathroom within, inside the machna where they're encamped in the midbar. They had to go outside all the camps, not only the machna Leviyam, but even the machna Yisrael. They had to go outside all of the encampments to go to the bathroom, and he brings it from the Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Heyam Abeis. He says, "Machane Yisrael gimel parsos haya." Machane Yisrael, the length of Machane Yisrael from one end, from the middle to the end, was gimel parsos. That means someone who was found all the way in the middle would sometimes have to walk gimel parsos in order to go to the bathroom. Nimsa shat tzarich l'nekavod. Therefore, we see if he had to go to the bathroom, pamim shayu tzarich l'lech gimel parsos ad shir rashay l'pano. Sometimes he had to walk gimel parsos until he actually could go to the bathroom, and therefore, obviously, to walk gimel parsos, you would not be over the Isser about the shaksu. So even if you have to go to the bathroom right now, you'd be allowed to walk up the gimel parsos and still not be over the Isser about the shaksu, because you're on the way to go to the bathroom. And the Rav Nemitzel brings an unbelievable raya over here from Klal Yisrael in the midbar. That is the end of Siman Gimel and the Lachos of the Beis Kisei. We are tomorrow going to be starting Siman Daled, which is, if not the hardest, one of the hardest simanim in all of Orach Chaim to really understand Halach L'maisa. We will start with an introduction to the simon in order that we can go weiter in the simon tomorrow.